don't like plastic bags any more than members of the Las Cruces City Council, who recently passed a ban on them that will start on January 1st. It's not just their uncanny ability to escape confinement and sail into the nearest tree or bush, where they will flap in the breeze until somebody comes along and dislodges them. The health and ecological damages caused by plastic bags goes far beyond just being an eyesore. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, about 730,000 tons of plastic bags, sacks, and wraps were produced in the United States in the year 2015. Less than 13% of that will be recycled. The rest will be dumped in a landfill, or worse, the ocean. Plastics stored in a landfill never fully degrade. Instead, they break down into microplastics, which absorb toxins and present health dangers to both humans and wildlife. We eat, drink, and inhale these microplastics every day without knowing it, according to the Plastics Health Coalition. And so, the Las Cruces City Council was responding to a real and growing threat when it voted to ban single-use plastic bags starting next year, with exemptions for things like dry cleaning bags and newspaper wrappers on a rainy day. I understand what they're trying to do and why it needs to be done. If they had passed an ordinance that simply banned the use of plastic bags, my column today would be in full support of that decision. Unfortunately, the ordinance doesn't stop there. It also includes a new fee that will create an unnecessary burden for store owners and an additional cost for shoppers. The ordinance requires that stores charge customers 10 cents a bag for each paper bag they use. Those who qualify for federal food assistance programs would be exempt from the fee. The stores would then be required to file quarterly reports with the city on how many bags were given away for free and how many 10-cent fees were collected. The city and the store would then split that money evenly. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRoque explained during a recent radio interview that the fee is intended to encourage people to bring their own reusable cloth bags with them each time they shop. And maybe a 10-cent reminder will have that effect on some. Beyond that, by introducing a new fee as part of this process, members of the city council look like they're trying to gain a financial benefit from something that needs to be done to protect our health and environment. Every new city ordinance doesn't need to be an opportunity to collect a new fee. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.